How many times have you read an article on the internet in the mainstream media, be it about gun control, NSA spying, the attack on Syria, drones, any issue you choose, in which the article sides firmly with the establishment, only to go down, to scroll down, read the comments, which completely eviscerate the premise of the entire article and any factual basis that it's supposedly founded on? Well, in the next wave of internet censorship, the mainstream press has a solution for combating that little problem of the fact that increasing numbers of people are calling out the media's BS for what it is on their own website. Many mainstream news websites are moving towards scaling back or completely banning comments on articles. Here's boingboing.net, which is a fairly big technology and culture website. Roundup, introducing Boing Boing's new BBS forums. We killed comments. So they basically replaced their comments with a forum, with a message board, got rid of the comments below articles altogether. Here's Popular Science from a few days ago. Why we're shutting off our comments. Starting today, PopularScience.com will no longer accept comments on new articles. Here's why, and we'll get more into that one in a second. Here's a New York Times article about comments on news articles. Comments on comments, and it basically announces that the New York Times is going to be scaling back its comments and not having them on certain articles altogether. Not every article allows comments. What's the thinking behind which ones that do? So they're preventing comments appearing on certain articles in the New York Times. And then at the end of the article, they ask this New York Times editor why they're scaling back on comments. And their response is, "Most of the newspaper comment sections I see are filled with racism, homophobia, and barely literate anti-feminist rants. I don't see how you can claim to respect your readers and allow their well-considered thoughts to live side by side with comments from people who write countless posts every day to satisfy a perverse craving for causing conflict among humans." So the New York Times is scaling back their comments because they basically say that everybody's racist or hates gay people or is anti-woman. So I'll tell you why they're doing this in a second, but there's an excellent article just published by the Daily Tech. An editorial, PopSci kills comments, blames global warming evolution. And they delve into the explanation, the justification given by Popular Science for banning comments on their websites. And it basically comes down to the fact that Popular Science doesn't want the comments on their articles to undermine the preaching of a quote, scientific doctrine, and that quote, comments are bad for science. Now, this is particularly timely given today's UN IPCC propaganda about global warming. They've said basically that they're 95% sure that humans are behind global warming, but they refuse to even address in their own report the fact that there has been no measurable global warming since 1998. So when that's published on the internet, people are obviously going to go in the comments on any science news website and they're going to ask that question, but not on Popular Science because they've banned the comments. Because again, they interfere with the preaching of a quote, scientific doctrine. And then, as the Daily Tech documents, Popular Science has banned the comments on their website basically because they had a flood of people who were going there and questioning the premise of man-made global warming because it undermined the bedrock scientific doctrine. There's that word again, doctrine. So then, as this excellent article highlights, the foundation of the word doctrine comes from indoctrinate. You can go to Wikipedia, you can go to the Google Dictionary. It's from the original Latin. The word doctrine comes from indoctrinate. So, Popular Science, in its attempt to indoctrinate its audience with global warming alarmism and fear mongering, is banning any alternative opinion. Now, the very raison d'etre of science itself is the knowledge that we're always updating our knowledge about the science and the world we live in. You know, if something's a bedrock doctrine which cannot be changed, debated, or argued against, as the global warming alarmists claim, then, you know, we'd still be stuck back thinking that the Earth was flat and that the sun revolved around the Earth. So popular science admits that it needs to keep that doctrine in place to indoctrinate its audience. So far from being scientific, it has all the hallmarks of religion, of some kind of draconian religion where you can't question any tenet of that belief system, that doctrine. So by claiming this justification for banning comments in the name of scientific veritas, they're actually behaving the exact opposite of true scientific empiricism, which should always allow for debate, for argument, for updating of knowledge. And in banning the comments, popular science actually cites a scientific study as to why they're doing so. And basically, this study admits that feedback, reader feedback to any news article is very largely dependent on the tone, the nature of the comments that come after it. So that they admit that the comments are having an influence on reader perception, and they want to seize control of that. They don't want people reading an article and then getting an alternative opinion on it. They want people to believe whatever they're putting out unquestionably, because it's part of their doctrine. It's part of their indoctrination of the public. So why are they doing this? Well, it's obviously part of a new wave of censorship. They've already tried, as we covered in a previous video, numerous governments across the world, major corporations, hiring, paying people to leave pro-establishment, pro-state comments in news articles to try and sway public opinion. It's largely ineffective because consensus is just so dominant and powerful that they can't hire enough shills to divert the truth of the matter. But when China did it, and they've got thousands and thousands of these paid trolls leaving pro-Communist Party comments on news articles, when they launched the project back in 2005, they admitted that public opinion in terms of social media and comments on news articles is, quote, an important battlefield of ideology. And I just talked about the popular science cited study, which concluded that comments in news articles do indeed sway perception of any particular subject. So they've tried it with hiring the trolls to go into news comment sections and sway public debate. It's largely not working, so now they're just going to ban the comments altogether. Because public feedback, public outrage towards the mainstream media has resulted, as this latest Gallup poll shows, trust in television news is at 23%. 77% of the American people do not trust television news media. Same again for newspapers. So we've got this record low trust, depending on what poll you look at. It's hovering around the record lows. Record low trust in mainstream media, largely because people are finally being provided with alternatives via the internet. Alternative media being prime amongst them. And they're going into the comment sections of news articles and finding out that in a lot of cases, the propaganda that's in the actual article itself, whether it be in Washington Post, New York Times, Time Magazine, is complete bunkum. And public opinion is being swayed by these comment sections, which is why we're seeing a move to get rid of them altogether. So there you have it. Popular science is shutting off its comments. So are other websites like boingboing.net. The New York Times is restricting comments, not having them at all on certain articles. This is just the first wave, and they're cutting off their own nose to spite their face, because comments on news articles, I know this for a fact, generate a huge amount of website traffic. which also, of course, entices advertisers. So they're losing website traffic, they're losing money, but they're still prepared to do that to shut off debate. Because as Popular Science said, it's all about retaining the ability to indoctrinate via holding a rigid doctrine to indoctrinate their readers. That's what they're afraid of. Trust in mainstream media is collapsing so rapidly that their ability to shape, to define reality is being eroded not only by the alternative media, by alternative sources of media, but by the comment sections in their own website, because people just aren't standing for the BS anymore. And then you've got scientific studies which prove that those comments actually do heavily sway public opinion. So that's why news websites, mainstream news websites, are beginning to shut down their own comment sections. It's the new wave of internet censorship that is set to build over the coming months and years. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com.